This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CU-Linux Summit here in Redmond, Washington, on the campus of Microsoft. And look, we have in the studio lounge two fine gentlemen here in the credit union industry. We have Mr. Brian Reynolds right next to me from Royal Credit Union. Brian, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. And then Andrew Baldwin, also from Royal Credit Union. How are you, Andrew?
Amped up.
Just, really?
I mean, we just got done presenting.
Wow.
And coffee, so.
What time is it?
Right?
Yeah. Amped up. Yeah, I know you got, what's in that coffee?
No, funny enough, this is decaf. So I keep the caffeine, I try to keep the caffeine levels low, but
All right.
I mean, when you get talking about data, you get excited, right?
I get fired up talking about data, and we've been doing that for the last 2.5 days.
Right. Yes, yeah.
So I mean, we're in the last day of the conference. It's just a morning sessions where folks are presenting. You guys presented this morning, which we'll talk about here in a quick minute. But give us a quick summary on the conference. So any highlights you guys want to share? Brian, you want to go first?
Or? Sure. Yeah, I think the opportunity to network with people that are experiencing the same sort of feelings, both positive and negative, that you're feeling at all different size levels of credit unions is refreshing. And empowering, because it's like everybody's figured out ways to do this, and we can rely on each other and help and not compete, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm. That collaboration thing seems to come up time and time again, especially here, especially when we're dealing with data analytics. I mean, this sector of the industry seems to be changing by the minute, it seems like, or maybe by the second. So you guys know that way better than I do. Andrew, any highlights or any takeaways from the conference so far?
I mean, the range and scope of presenters, what they're doing at their institutions. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Some of the programs are incredibly mature and have a robust set of staff in place, and I mean it's incredible to see just and learn from what they've done, mistakes, and the openness of like, hey, we did this and it didn't work out real well, and hey, like, come talk to us about this. You don't need to go through the same headache.
Right.
That's unique, you know. Mm-hmm. And so being able to learn from those who've been in the industry for decades, mm-hmm. and to say like, hey, we want you to succeed and do well.
Yeah, we don't want you to trip and fall on your face like we did,
for sure.
You know,
yeah.
So you can bypass all that type of stuff. Absolutely. And learn on a much quicker scale, which helps the industry as a whole, I would think, right? So,
for sure.
Good stuff. All right, guys. Hey, you guys, the other thing, what gets you guys so fired up about data? Because, I mean, Andrew, you're like on the edge of your seat, and Brian, you're the same way. So, I mean, before we get into your topic again, what gets you guys so fired up about? I know what gets me fired up about data, because you kind of become this scientist, this private investigator, and you're trying to find things and make things better. But what about you guys? Because you live this on a daily basis.
Yeah, so. Take the first one. So, for me, Andrew highlighted in our presentation, but we're just truly nerds with a microphone these days.
So nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But
the
like
fact
nerds.
That we can see something that might be harder for people to understand or harder to translate down the road and find a way to either speak to it or present it in a way that makes it easier to understand, mm-hmm. to me is so rewarding, especially to see like that light in people's eyes and like get it and really drive home that data is not math, because I think we've talked about that many times in our organization. People are afraid, like, I'm not good at math, I can't do data.
Yeah.
Totally different world. So
right.
Just trying to educate people that they can do it and they can be a very efficient and helpful way.
So, right on.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew? Data can change lives, and it can have a significant impact.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's a team member that is able to take action that they otherwise wouldn't have been able to, because now they know a new piece of information. They know something about their member. They know something about their process, mm-hmm. that now they can do something different.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's impactful for them,
mm-hmm.
and also the impact that it can have on our members. You know, when we're reaching out to members and say like, hey, see, you have some loans elsewhere. If you bring them us, like, this is what we can save you. And members like, are you kidding me? Like, this seems a little too good to be true.
Right,
and it's like, no, like, here's thousands of savings over the course of the year.
Right,
you know, so
right.
being able to come alongside and partner with teams that truly have the best interest of the member in heart,
mm-hmm.
and we can say, okay, rather than you just manually sifting through all this information, like, let's get some pieces in place where you know right out of the gate, like, here's who I should be contacting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can use my time more effectively. I can make more productive and more outreaches. And so that's what gets me fired up. There's right any number of uses, but ultimately, I mean, it's impacting day-to-day work and day-to-day lives.
No doubt. Well, this allows you to create actionable items, right? So, I mean, you discover things in the data, these patterns or these discoveries, and you go, oh my gosh, we need to act on that. Or we can help the members out, save them thousands of dollars each month, you know? So, yeah, I love that. That's the type of stuff that really kind of gets me fired up, the results type stuff. So,
yeah.
I'm going to jump in one thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just thinking about our member focus and data, one thing that we're able to like put in between the pipeline and all these deliverable considerations is the data ethics and data governance. So having the structure of our team and the structure of empowered team members with us, we can protect the data that can be both
good
powerful but also so dangerous.
Yep.
So always trying to wear that hat.
Yeah,
whenever
good for
we
you.
Can.
Good for you. Yeah, because that can get out of control. So that's a whole other show.
Yeah, yeah. So a different conference. Also.
So share. Yeah, exactly. So share with me real quickly your presentation this morning. Can you guys sum it up there really quick? I mean, I'm gonna say like not in 30 seconds, but
yeah.
So, but yeah, share with me what you guys presented and why it's important at your credit union. You want to go, Andrew?
He's on the buff, so I'm going to take it.
Andrew, you lead. Yeah, so we talked about educating team members, and we've put in a number of programs. So we call it a multi-tier approach. So increasing the level of adoption, increasing the level of data literacy throughout the organization.
Mm-hmm.
So those that have access to dashboards, but they don't really know where to get started. They see the dashboard, they're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
We need to come alongside them and help them. Not just say, you need to figure out on your own. And so we put in a series of programs that from someone who's just a consumer of data, you know, let's get them excited, let's highlight some use cases and show what the power of data can do.
Okay.
And also have what we call office hours. So we have those for our viewers and those for our designers, those that can develop dashboards. And two separate meetings, but essentially a space where, like, come with your questions, or if you don't have questions but you don't know where to start, come and learn from others.
So
creating those spaces to meet them where they're at.
Okay.
And then the last one is what we call data evangelists, and it's those in the credit union who are just passionate about data. They love learning about it, they love talking about it, and they love using it to make an impact. And so we saw that there were these folks out there doing their thing, and it's like, we need to harness this, we need to leverage their collective wisdom, knowledge, insight into their business unit and help them have a greater impact on those in their teams.
Mm-hmm.
So almost giving them a formal place to do what they love to do. And so they're not a part of the BI team, but we get together, we talk data, but they do a lot of stuff outside of those calls too.
Okay.
So that's essentially what our talk was about.
Okay, right on. Yeah. And Brian, you wanna?
Yeah, I think the whole process really provides an opportunity to humanize like the struggles and the triumphs that people are going through.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we keep the meetings are very lighthearted. I'm very proud of the user group meetings because we do something called Data in Real Life, which is just anything random we see data related on TV or, you know, a shape that makes sense or data. We talk about that because it's important to think about it not just as a spreadsheet or not just as a number on a table somewhere, to just remember that you can see trends, you can understand these things. And then in regards to the evangelists, it's been very cool that in a way, you know, they work for us, but we also work for them just as much. So, you know, without their support, we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And without our support, they couldn't do it. So keeping that balance intact is very important to us.
So share with me the benefits of this. I mean, how does it benefit the credit union? And I'll ultimately trickle down to the members. So share with me the credit union benefit message here, if you will.
So, I mean, each of those different programs or dedicated time to meet the team members where they're at, we're seeing increased utilization of what's at their disposal. So there's a problem, we come in with a solution, but if that solution's not being utilized,
mm-hmm.
it's really not a solution.
Mm-hmm.
And so seeing the impact of whether it be our goals or different campaigns or different ways to reach out to the member to see, you know, where they're in need,
right.
Seeing that data being leveraged and seeing time being spent on more productive activities as opposed to just spinning wheels and I got to update this spreadsheet, I have to wait monthly, whatnot. So that's certainly been an impact. From the designer side,
mm-hmm.
The number and the breadth of dashboards being developed outside of the BI team,
mm-hmm.
has really taken off, and really letting them be independent and have autonomy that design, and us partnering with them so that we're maintaining quality, we're maintaining our internal standards, but they're able to push things forward. So products and deliverables are able to get out there sooner than if we were the bottleneck. It was like, we don't want to be the reason for holding things up. We want to be a conduit. And so that's been very, very cool. And then with the Data Evangelist, I mean, you have this range of adoption. Those that are early adopters, they love data, they want to get in, and those that maybe they're not necessarily resistant, but it's out of their element.
Okay.
And so by having those data evangelists working alongside, intentionally reaching out, letting them know, like, here's how I'm using the dashboards, they're doing the work, they're speaking the same language, they're able to cross different bridges and some of those chasms that would be a lot harder for us to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
From both a time perspective and just, like, we're not in that work, so we don't know it to the level that they do. So really getting more people on board and getting them excited about this thing called data.
Yeah, everybody benefits for sure. So yeah.
It does. I mean, it feels like an internal feedback loop that we're kind of understanding.
That's
when it
so
comes
important.
Through. Yeah, and it's recurring, right? So we have meetings on either quarterly or monthly or weekly levels, so people have the opportunity to give us that feedback. And that also allows us to harness innovation. So if somebody sees something and they're like, hey, if we change this, this might make a little bit of a difference.
Okay.
We can try it. You know, we don't have to wait till 3 months from now or for them to send an email to a group, you know, or whatever. They have the platform to speak to it.
So could you, I mean, my next question here is, like, can you see this replicated at other credit unions? Can you see this?
Absolutely.
I think it's a no-brainer.
We started with the user groups, which really were just like an internal conference, I suppose, where every 3 months we just put a meeting out there,
sure.
An hour and a half, we talk about wins, you know, new things, what's coming out, whatever it might be, and then just kind of following what the users have told us along the way or where we're seeing that we could fit in these different groups.
So the second part of that question is, what advice do you have for credit unions who may want to replicate something like this? Because I see it being completely beneficial. So what advice would you have for folks? Because you guys have been doing this.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's some folks out there who want to get started with something like this.
We didn't roll this all at one time.
No.
And so this
kind of
was
a gradual.
It was a kind of step by step.
Yeah.
And really having a pulse of our user base and what their needs were at any given time.
Yeah.
And developing a solution to help meet that need, essentially.
Okay. Okay.
So I think the initial is, you know, like, where are you at? Where are you seeing those points where there could be, but there's not. And saying, like, okay, like, let's start something and start a dialogue. And like, we're still very much like, we continually revise and we continually kind of refine what we're doing, ask for feedback to make sure that what we're doing is not just a checkbox. Like, we're not doing it just because we want to, because we want it to be providing value to them. And so I guess be willing to just start after you identify where at, and just know that you're going to refine it and modify it as you go.
Yeah, yeah. It's like anything. It just takes baby steps, right? You know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely.
We're talking about that, about people's data journey, you know, or their digital transformation journey. Hey, just get going. That one step, and then the momentum takes over. So I can totally see it with this as well.
Well, and we're transparent with people in the fact that this is not necessarily something that's in our job duties or expectations of rolling out a data platform.
Yeah, an additional thing.
We're asking a little bit more of them, and you know, we're giving them a little bit more of us to balance that out. But finding, you asked how to initially put something into place, identifying power users, even if you're not going to call them evangelists or give them more responsibilities, but getting the feedback from those people that are absorbing the information has been crucial. I mean, we could probably identify it on, you know, one or two hands of the people that have been with us all along the way and kind of have given us constructive feedback.
So maybe, I don't know, time is elusive, so maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, Brian had the idea of, let's do something called Friends of Data Science. Like, we know there's people out there that are interested, and let's just get together and talk about things related to analytics. And that was really, I think, you know, like, we knew who some of those were at that point, but that kind of got rebranded, but that concept of, let's get people together and talk about this thing and have this space of learning from each other, I thought was very cool. So, I mean, like, the bar doesn't need to be high. It doesn't need to be a whole production. It's like, hey, here's a couple questions I have.
Yeah.
Like, what questions do you have? And just have a conversations for an hour. Right. And it was amazing to see the level of interest from those.
Yeah, I can see this happening very organically, you know, and then people find out about it, and then more people find out about it.
Yep.
And also, the other thing I was thinking is that this could help somebody's career, you know, they may not know they have a strong point in this area, but then they get involved in something like this, and they go, oh my gosh, I really have a passion for this, and you guys, hey, come on over to our
department. Yeah, we have several people that have fallen into that role, I think, already.
Yeah,
like somebody who's restructured their role based on their data.
That's cool.
But one thing that we forgot to mention earlier, but some of the attendees to some of these sessions that will attend as viewers or even designers are as high up as our CEO.
Oh, so, really?
I mean, they're sitting in the audience of these sessions.
Even better.
Just like everybody else alongside. So having that buy-in from the top has been extremely crucial for us to push anything forward.
Yeah, that validates the whole thing for sure, right?
For sure.
Especially the CEO buys in. So good stuff. All right, guys, anything else to add? I could talk about this for another half hour.
No.
I know you guys could.
Yeah, we already did.
You already did. Forget that.
Yeah. No, it's been a phenomenal event.
That's cool. Yeah, it's a really good
show. It's been great. It's been really great.
All right, guys.
Thank
I'm going to let you go on. Brian, well done. Andrew, well done.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work there, all right, guys? Well done. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.